Erevin Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud, 10:10. This Mishnah and the next Mishnah will discuss the question of locking a door with an external bolt on Shabbos. That is to say, we're taking like a stick or a metal rod, and we're putting it to span a door in the doorway, or such that it like mechanically seals the door. It's like it's bolted closed from the outside, but the bolt, this stick, can come off altogether. So the truth is that, and the concern is that it either constitutes bona, building, construction on Shabbos, because you're making improvements to this structure that's attached to the ground, or perhaps nira kabona, it looks like you're making improvements, and therefore it would be asur mida rabbanan. At all events, the two Mishnayos, this and the next, both discuss this topic, and the truth is that really the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Aleph, discusses the rule, and here in Mishnah Yud, it's sort of like the exception to the rule, in a way. And therefore, you might be better off learning the next Mishnah Yud Aleph before this Mishnah. At all events, I'll save the halacha l'maisa till the end of the next Mishnah to sum it all up. Here we talk about a neger sheyesh barosho glustera. You have this external bolt, it's like basically a metal stick, and on one end of it, you have a like a knob, like a round ball, which would mean that this device you're using as a bolt could also be used, if you wanted to, as like a pestle, like, you know, a mortar and pestle to grind up spices. So it's like a basic, it's a stick with a ball at the end, so you could use it for grinding. And that being the case, it less resembles the kind of thing you'd use for permanent construction in your house than a normal bar that goes across the door. And therefore, it's a machlokus if you can use it without the restrictions that we'll set forth in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says it's forbidden, just like we'll see in the next Mishnah, any other bar. And Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says you could use it. Rabbi Yossi says it's more lenient when it comes to a bar that has a ball at the end of it, since because it looks like some sort of utensil, it doesn't resemble construction at all. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'ase b'knesses shebetaveria shehayu nohagin bo heter. Rabbi Eliezer tries to bring a proof, and some Giras Halas, by the way, have it as Rabbi Lazar, tries to bring a proof that there was the shul in Tveria that they used to lock the door, a stick that had a ball at the end of it, and ad shabah Rabban Gamliel v'hazakenim, until Rabban Gamliel and the other elders came, v'asru lahen, and the rabbi said to the people of Tveria, you cannot use such a mechanism to lock your door, because it resembles construction, bona, or worse, we'll see more in a little bit, but probably just resembles. Rabbi Yossi, who was lenient, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, you've got the story exactly wrong. Isur Nahaguba. It was that they were strict in the shul in Tveria and didn't allow the door to be locked with a simple, you know, bar with a ball at the end of it. Until Ba Rabban Gamliel Vazakenim Vehitir Lahen. Until Rabban Gamliel and the elders came and they said, oh, if you're using an external bolt that has a ball at the end, no problem, you can use it as is. Okay? And before you draw too many conclusions from this Mishnah, I encourage you to listen to Mishnah Yud Aleph for more of the topics. This topic and its ramifications and applications are fleshed out.